The Brian Golf Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
The Brian Golf Show returns and the entire crew is here. Did he just count us down? Did he just give us 3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
It's Brian, Mel, and our son Gavin's here.
Hello.
Welcome to your first podcast in the Brian Golf Studios. Yep, you spend a lot of time here, normally doing homework, kind of your deal. I wish, as far as retirement plan goes and whatnot, you would spend more time hitting golf balls, putting, anything. We have this beautiful facility, and you kind of waste it in the back playing Fortnite. So what do you have to say for yourself?
I do hit sometimes.
You understand, though, there are kids that this is like a silver platter. Like Tiger Woods' kid, Charlie, right now is playing in all these awesome tournaments down in South Florida. Like if we still lived in South Florida and you were playing golf, you would be playing against Tiger Woods.
But like, he has to like it and he doesn't like golf.
I mean, I putt here more than I hit, like on the simulator. I think I putt more. Since we got the putting in, I probably do that more.
Which I like, because that's what I've always tried to get you to get into.
That's what I suck at.
Is putting. Well, you struggle because you never liked putting. You always like hitting basically driver and that's it. I can't even get this kid to putt. He'll be like 3 feet off the green. And he's not like some refined short game artist or anything like that. I can't even get him to putt from off the green. He doesn't even get it. So with all that being said, this is the first time you've been on the podcast since we did a little Q&A. You read off the questions.
Yep.
And you really wanted to be on the podcast again. So we might drop two pods. What we kind of had scheduled for this, we're just going to kind of move, which is a little bit more equipment talk as we're starting to see some more equipment come in. You can't mention what came in today, Gavin, by the way. There's a catalog 4 feet away from you. That is top secret product. Okay. But just real quick, see if you can describe what it is without saying. Yeah, Gavin.
If you saw this, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see this picture?
Green.
Okay. Anything
green
else?
And golf created.
Well, okay. And what else? Like,
It kind of looks like a snake.
Ooh.
I didn't even notice that.
I didn't either.
Wow. I wonder if that's by design.
I never noticed that.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Look at this. Yeah,
We can't get into that. So that's kind of the thing that we were going to talk about a little bit. A lot of really cool things going on in the equipment side of things. We did get all our Titleist demos in, which is fantastic. While I guess they're going to replace the TS driver with the TS I-line and driver fairway woods here basically in the next month. So we got those. We got TS Lite as far as those demos go, but the iron demos came in, all the Vokies, we're ready to go with Titleist, so that's kind of cool. But as far as I wanted to mention, at least the U.S. Open, right? Because that was a big deal. A Cobra Puma guy, Bryson DeChambeau, dominates 6 under, the only guy under par at Winged Foot. Gavin, are you a Bryson DeChambeau fan? Do you know who he is?
That's the guy who wears the funny hat, right?
Yes.
Like the flat hat?
Yes, the flat hat. Yes.
You have one. You requested one of those flat hats.
Yeah.
Papa's got one.
Yeah,
Papa likes it.
Ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. It didn't quite play. Actually, I think he begged us to wear it to the golf course once, and we did. We let him wear the red one.
Yeah. It didn't fit his head right, though. It was two different sizes, and I think we got him one that was a little too small. And then we ordered another one, and then, we ordered Papa one, and it ended up being like a junior. We never got the sizes.
Sizing's right. Difficult on those. I look like an absolute goon. I actually think... Now, I don't mean to downplay this or talk poorly on Bryson's appearance, but I actually think he looked good in those hats when he was scrawny.
Yeah. He's too round now.
It's like his head doesn't even fit in.
He needs
to go up a size. He must have got the junior size. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. You and Bryson wear the same size hat. At least that's what it looks like. So are you a fan?
I don't know.
Are you Team Bryson or Team Ricky?
Ricky.
Yeah, team Ricky. We have a lot of signed Ricky things in this place. We need to get some signed Bryson swag. We have a U.S. Open flag. This is ironic. We have a U.S. Open flag from Shinnecock that is signed on our wall, but Ricky didn't win the U.S. Open. Here we have Bryson. Yeah. We can get a little Bryson signature.
I'm sure you know somebody.
We need to call somebody. One of those Shiv. People that were there. yeah, anybody? So that was kind of cool to see that happen and get the CPG fam in there coming away with the W. It's a really big win for Cobra Puma Golf. I like that he thanks the sponsors as soon as he wins. I was wondering if he was like writing down. It looked like he had to look at a piece of paper. He has so many sponsors to thank them. If you won a golf tournament, Gavin, who would you thank? What would your acceptance speech be like? Go.
It would probably
do it right now. No, it's a real acceptance speech.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that helped me back in my store. And I learned a lot there. And yeah.
What about
mom, dad?
Thanks for giving me the store on a silver platter and this opportunity to be a pro. Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
And then there's a cough button for that, ma'am.
Triscuits.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. While mom dies over there, we wanted to bring up a little bit too, because last week we talked about this and I think it'd be good to talk with you because we haven't really talked to you about this. There is the White Oak Plantation, which is, it's a conservation where there's like rhinos, yeah, cheetahs, all sorts of endangered animals. And we would love to go there, obviously. And they have like a little 9-hole golf course that would be cool.
I remember you guys talking about that.
Yeah. Did you hear us talking about the secret golf course though?
Well, I think you were talking about how the secret golf course is where the animals actually like live.
It's, well, I don't know. I think the 9-hole golf course, you can see the animals. I think it's all really like, I think the golf course is just the golf course, yeah, by itself, but the secret golf course. We've got facts. We've got a lot of information. I've been secretly given probably what, Mel, 10 to 12 pictures of the golf course?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I can't mention where they came from or anything like that. Let's just say before there were cameras out there, there was a certain source that got pictures of them. There's people out there that work out there and we can't really.
It wasn't a worker though.
Yeah,
so don't throw anybody around the bus. It wasn't a worker.
But a lot of people
know
people.
Apparently though, you can see it from the river. Like,
yeah.
And that we didn't realize. If you have a boat, you can get close enough to where you can see it. Obviously, wow, you can't get on the property now because of the camera. There's literally cameras everywhere, including out by the water. But you can at least pull up and see a little bit of it from what we've been told.
It is a P. Dye design. It's his last design, from my understanding. According to a bunch of sources, I mean, when we put this out there that we, you know, and like they've talked about this, turns out they've talked about it on Barstool with one of the guys, like a comedian or something that played the golf course.
Yeah. He's got like the course record, right?
You're like 93 or something like that.
And because nobody's played it.
So according to, another source, I can say, I don't know if I can say his name, but, let's just say he's up in Indiana and he works at a Pete Dye golf course up there. He talked to PB Dye, Pete's son, and PB, you know, is one of the ones that kind of, you know, put the finishing touches on the layout, the design and all of that. And he said that I have no idea how you play it. There's under 300 rounds played on it. Obviously, it is the owner of the LA Dodgers that owns the course. It's like his private playground.
Yeah, he has to let you play it. And then even then, he like doesn't let you play it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't even think the $1 million donation
would be worth it.
Does anything.
I don't know if it exists.
You know, it really is kind of selfish. I'd rather people donate and us buy a house or something.
It just gets even more selfish.
I would rather just go there and just look at the animals than play golf.
See?
I'm just going to start a GoFundMe to buy me a new home.
Just to buy you a new home?
Buy me a new home.
Your home is right here, Brian Golf. This is it. We need to build an upper level. That's what we need. Cottage.
Yeah.
Not a cottage, a cot upstairs, like a loft.
A loft.
Oh my God.
The ceilings aren't high enough.
We could build a loft for sure in here.
Oh boy.
But yeah, so you would rather go see, I want to go see the animals.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I've got a call. Apparently they're closed down. If you know a way to get a hold of the people and find out what's going on because of COVID, they closed. So I did call, I left a message. I want to get some information, like how we rent the place out and do a little outing out there. Obviously it won't be super cheap. I think it's like $175 for a round and a full tour.
That's for the day too.
That's for the day. Yeah. Wow. So I'm sure it's probably a little bit more expensive when you rent it out to yourself. True. But I know they do private tours for like groups of 10 and stuff like that. So I think if we could get, you know, 15 to 20 players out there, it would be awesome.
That's probably
so. I would guess probably somewhere around $200.
And the little guy could play. He could at least play with the rhinos while we play golf.
Yeah, great idea.
Hey, check this out. We got a little built-in babysitter.
could play race with the cheetahs.
Yeah, you would lose. I think if you ran, if we played a game and you just ran, they would consider you food and they
imagine
would...
Imagine they're just like closed down because they're training them and they're making like racetracks so people can race them.
Like a little race cheetahs?
Mm-hmm. They're closed because of COVID.
How do you close? Like the animals ain't catching COVID.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's be real.
I'm trying to say a dog got COVID.
Maybe.
Not them, but.
So, yeah, that's work in progress. Looks like that's not happening. I'm sad that that just got, you know, squashed after 1 week. It was a dream that lasted all of 24 hours.
I wonder if you can get on the property long enough. Like, look, they got cameras. It takes them a minute to get out to you. You could at least hit one ball.
Banned.
Banned from what?
So Webb Simpson's golf? Caddy, another word that I heard that Webb Simpson's caddy, what's his name? Paul Tesori? I think that's how you say his name. He's kind of like a little legend around here and basically gets to do whatever he wants. I guess he went out and he cranked the ball off one of the tees and they kicked him off kicked him out.
Okay. But kicked you out of what? You were never going to be able to play that course anyways.
I don't know if they kicked him literally out. Like, you know, they say like, boom, banned. If an employee, the rumor
is. I'm asking, what are you banned from?
The White Oak Conservation.
Okay.
Period.
It was what? Worth it. I got to hit one ball on that secret course.
Worth it.
Is it worth it?
I think they can press charges.
For trespassing?
Yes. Otherwise,
I don't think
I would do it. For the gram.
Well,
I would do it.
We go out there. I'm going to see YouTube, if there's no trespassing signs. If there's not any no trespassing signs, you're going to do it. Let's get one round in at White Oak just so we can say we've been there. Then you do it.
Go back the next day.
Yes.
Well, we might need those donations anyways for my bail in case they do press charges, especially considering it's meditated. You know, we're sitting here talking about it, planning it out on a podcast in front of our son.
We're not looking to hurt anybody.
You're an accomplice. You are now a witness to all of this. So, well, one of the things we wanted to touch up on with Gavin being on here is just family golf. Obviously, us owning a store. I was giving you a hard time earlier, but I really have been thinking about that. Like the fact that, am I being a good parent by not forcing you into golf? Because there's times where you are obsessed with this game. And you really want to do a lot with. You want to go play. You want to go to the golf course, hit balls. And
that's only when video games aren't on the table.
Is that what it is?
Well, no. I like it because we all get to do it, and it's something that we've like done from the beginning. And I like just to be able to do it like every now and then because it's fun. But I do like playing it because one, we did it from the beginning. I've always
what's played from this. The beginning mean
like. When I was six, we started.
The beginning was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Is when we started. Well, when we were in Orlando.
Miami. Same thing.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes. We had, like, we lived right near a golf course, and probably, like, every other day we would go there and golf almost. And that golf course was so much fun, but I liked it and I didn't like it because there were some holes that I didn't like and there were some holes that I don't like because I hate water holes.
A whole golf course, Lagomar Country
Club. I feel
like
the first,
it was all water.
Like nine had water.
Every hole but one had water on it. Mm-hmm. And technically, they all had water on it, I think. Truly, like if you really went into it. Well, I think Lagomar actually stands for like Land of Lakes or Isle, whatever it is. So that makes a lot of sense. Well, we live across the street from Fleming Island Golf Club now. Mm-hmm. Here's what's funny to me. I think potentially that in the beginning, four years ago when we started playing out there, mm-hmm. you would hit the ball just as good sometimes as you do today because you used to bust them down the fairway. And I don't know if it's because the conditions of the course, it just rolled a bunch. But there was like...
No, he paid attention. Now he doesn't pay attention. That's the difference. He goes out there, he has an attitude because he maybe hits a bad shot. And then it's just all downhill from there.
Well, what is it about the game? And this goes for a lot of parents and it goes for a lot of kids. You know, we'll reiterate that you're nine. What is it about the game that you love? And what is it about golf that just absolutely sucks and we need to change to have it to where we're having more fun out on the course as a family?
Well, I like it because it's fun. It's something to do. And I just honestly, like, I've always liked the sport. And I like watching it. I like doing it. I like playing it and everything. But the thing I don't quite like about it is that, it's hard to play, but, like, it's fun. So it's hard and fun at the same time. So it's kind of like a process.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Because it's, and then this is what you're going through, Mel, and this is your big thing, because you're working with Wes and you're getting, like, seriously.
I've had two really good days.
No, the last 2 days have been ridiculous since your last lesson. It's just, like, consistently getting better and better. But you're like, I'm doing the same thing every time. Why am I not getting the same result? So for Gavin, same deal.
I cannot rotate.
But I can now start to understand, though, I'm not doing the same thing every time. I thought that I was. And now that I'm working my lessons, like I said previously in the last pod, I now do know. As soon as I hit it, I know what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. That's hard for him to understand.
1,000%.
Obviously. But you do know. You have, like, days where you just do one little thing better than the last day. And you hit the ball exponentially.
He crushed it over the pond that day.
And yeah, because the thing is, it's like, this is going to sound silly, but, like, some days, like, my body will feel like jelly, and then I can just, like, hit it wherever, because, like, I can, like, rotate easier, and then some days, like, it's just, like, I completely forgot how to play.
Like, like, it's very foreign to you, like, really firm. I get like that all the time. It's not like riding a bike. I know that much. It's one of those things. You got to do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I'm at with this and with you is I feel like, man, if you spent, I don't know, 30 minutes practicing a day, in 1 year, you'd be a legend. at the age of 10, you'd be a legend.
And what's your favorite golf club?
My driver, otherwise known as the baseball bat, which basically sounds like a baseball bat.
It's loud.
Your driver's your favorite.
If you remember the old Nike, I think it was Sasquatch. It sounds just like that. It's terrible.
Not technically, because my putter, I like. It's hard to decide between my putter and my driver because I like my putter because of my new grip that I got. But I like
got that fancy new grip.
He got a Bednardi deep etched. Grip on his U.S. kids golf putter. The grip,
he's like, not gonna name drop.
Grip
but.
Costs more than the putter. but I feel like I need to get you. We need to get a different putter, though. I feel like he needs a new putter. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, he's got his junk.
Well, he does. His whole bag's a little bit of junk in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like. And I'm a little disappointed in ourselves.
Well, he hasn't shown enough commitment and dedication to it to want, like, for me to want to invest in a set of clubs to sit in the garage.
What if you started getting golf lessons from Wes?
From Wes? I would probably like to play more because I could probably get better and it would probably
does
be
he do lessons
easier.
Wes? Yeah.
For kids?
I mean, Wes does, like, all his junior stuff at a Topgolf.
Yeah, it would probably be easier.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could learn how to play better. But
maybe next time he comes for my lesson, I think in a week or two, maybe we'll throw you in there for 30 minutes.
Because I just don't want to teach you other than, like, how to play the game. I don't want to teach you how to hit a golf ball.
Right. What is your favorite memory on the golf course? Do you have, like, a favorite memory?
Oh, funny one.
Uh-oh.
It was here at Fleming Island. It was when I basically saved you from an alligator.
That's your favorite memory?
Well, no.
No, you just like to talk
that
about it.
That was good, though.
Well, I think I did hit the pin once.
You hit the pin. Yep. I'm trying to think.
I mean, I got a hole in one, but it wasn't because, I didn't. It was a putt because I just put the ball on the green and I made it.
Yeah, right. Well, we got to clear something up too. Gavin really got disappointed early on with the game because he would hit the ball on the green and then he'd go to putt and he'd be like, this is for a hole in one. And we'd sit there and be like, bud, you've already hit your first shot.
Well, and he thinks that unless it goes in every time, the first time, he's not doing well.
Yeah, which is, hey.
And the funny part is you've never gotten a hole in one. So the fact that he thinks that he should get one.
The thing is, we've been with somebody once or twice that's got a hole in one.
No, you're probably thinking we played with Froggy like right after he got a hole in one. And we went to the hole that he got a hole in one on. So maybe that's what it was that you're kind of thinking of. Have you ever felt pressure to play to the where it's
no,
not?
Maybe it's time to pressure him.
I know. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Because it's like that thing you were saying. Like, if we get the kids off Fortnite, we already took Call of Duty away from them.
Yeah, that was a bad parenting. We should have never given it.
Should have never given it to him. I do feel like if the kiddo, if we just bear with me here. I love Fleming Island, and it's great, public course, and I like that we can go out there and we can have a lot of fun, but I feel like we need to get him out of Timaquana.
Oh, my God. Give it up.
Yeah, I feel
Where's
like
that?
Timaquana.
He just wants an excuse to be able to go.
It's down by the, it's down by the base. It's right next to the base. It's on the other side. It's one of the best golf courses in the state.
Moving on.
What's that? I played it before. Yeah, I played it a couple times, man. I played that course 3 times.
Moving on.
I'm going to reach out to them again. I'm going to get the info because I feel like we need to do that. So, all right, little family golf session. Gavin, is there anything we left off this pod that you need to get out of, you know, get off your chest?
Nope.
A couple days, we're going to drop a pod on some equipment talk. New, fresh stuff coming, and we got a little sneak peek at it. So we get to talk a little bit about that and then things happening here at Brian Golf.